إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، Verily all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and none other. We praise Him and we seek His forgiveness and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Allah. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a servant and final messenger. O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you. And do not die unless you are in the state of al-Islam. And as to what follows, inshaAllah today, we will be continuing with our fourth and final discussion revolving around the important topic of the importance of Isa ibn Maryam, the importance of Jesus, the son of Mary, in al-Islam, and his role that he plays to us Muslims. And we have previously discussed with you on our last three occasions that Isa is closer to us, alayhi salam, and we are closer to him in our belief in Allah, and in the words that we say, and in the actions that we perform. We are closer to him than any other people on the face of the earth. Us who say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. And we prove this to you. And we discussed with you the importance of knowing and understanding what truly happened in the miraculous birth of Isa. And that how Allah alqa kalima, gave a word to Maryam, an order that if she is to conceive a child without being fathered by any other human being. And she held the child inside her for 9 months. And she gave birth to him, so that he would be a sign to mankind and a rahmah and a mercy to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed this young child, Isa, Jesus, to speak to the people at a young age, ordering them to do what is good and forbidding upon them the evil. And he understood his early life and how he grew up and the miracles that Allah bestowed upon him in order to prove to mankind that he truly was a prophet and a messenger of Allah. Giving life back to the dead by the permission of Allah. Giving sight back to the blind by the permission of Allah. Curing those who have leprosy by the permission of Allah. And of the greatest miracle is that Allah saved him from the evil intentions and the plots and the plans of the Jews and the Romans to murder him. And Allah, as we described to you, placed upon him a state of sleep and raised him to the heavens, promising that he is to return once again to the earth. And this is our fourth topic today, inshaAllah. Nuzul Isa alayhi salam. The descent of Isa upon this earth. And in order that we focus our attention in a scholarly manner, we will focus on four main points. Awalan, hikmatu nuzul Isa. What are some of the reasons
why Isa is to descend back upon this earth. ثانيا الحياة قبل نزوله وفتنة الدجال. How will the earth be before the descent of Isa and the great calamity and test that Allah shall inflict upon mankind in the form of the one-eyed deceiver or liar, الدجال. ثالثا نزول عيسى. How, where, when, what will he look like descending from the heaven back to the earth, عليه السلام. ورابعا, fourth and finally, الحياة مع المسيح, عليه السلام. How will life be with those who are living at the time of عيسى, عليه السلام. So let us begin with the first of these important points, which is al-hikmah. And we state that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the true reason or reasons why Isa is to descend upon the earth. But al-ulama, our scholars of al-Islam, tell us that the actions that Isa will perform, yadullu ala al-hikmah. Al-af'al, the things that he will do when he descends upon the earth, show us the wisdom in Allah bringing him back to the earth. أولاً ليكذب الذين قالوا أنه قتل. He will disprove and tell the people who lied about him that he did not become murdered or crucified. ثانياً ليكذب قول النصارى. To free himself and to show the lie and the misguidance of the Christians who say that he is God, or that he is the Son of God, or that God is one of three in a Trinity, to disprove this. ثالثا ليقر أن محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. To show mankind in his action that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was truly a messenger and a final prophet from Allah to mankind. رابعا ليقتل المسيح الدجال. To slaughter and to rid the earth of the fitna, of the calamity and the trials and tribulations of the Dajjal, the one-eyed liar. Fifth and finally, لِيَكُونَ عَلَامَةً عَلَىٰ قُرْبِ السَّاعَةِ. عَلَامَةً مِنْ نَاسِ وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ لِلسَّاعَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, and Isa's descent back to the earth is a sign to mankind that the sa'ah, that the day of judgment is coming. So he shall be a sign to everyone that the day of judgment is soon at hand. Now let us continue with our second point in understanding that this is the reason, or these are the actions that Isa shall perform upon the earth. Let us look at what happens before he comes down. And this is beautifully described in the books of Hadith. And inshaAllah today, we ask you whenever you hear the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mention to send peace and blessings upon him. For this is from the Sunnah. And we will hear a great many ahadith describing to us this, all of them authentic, insha'Allah ta'ala. Before the descent of Isa, the Muslims shall be the rulers of the earth. Shall have the greatest authority, أكبر سلطة, upon this earth. فيخرج الدجال ليقضي على هذه القوة. The Dajjal shall descend and shall come. The Dajjal shall come in order to take this power away from the Muslims once again. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الذي رواه الإمام ابن خزيمة وابن ماجة والحاكم وصححه الألباني, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا أيها الناس, إنها لم تكن فتنة على وجه الأرض منذ ذرأ الله آدم إلى قيام الساعة أكبر أو أعظم من الدجال. Mankind, know that there is no greater test or calamity or trial for you from the time Adam was created till the day of judgment, greater test than the Masih al-Dajjal. Summiya Masih, كما يقول ابن الأثير في جامع الأصول, لأن عينه اليمنى ممسوحة. He is called Masih or wiped because his right eye is wiped away. He cannot see with it. وسمي دجالا كما يقول ابن حجر في فتح الباري لأنه يغطي الحق بالباطل. He is named a deceiver and a dajjal because he tries to cover up and extinguish truth with falsehood. This Masih al-Dajjal, the greatest test upon the face of the earth for mankind from the time of Adam, shall come. This is why the Rasul described in sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fully for us. How he looks, what is written upon him, what he will wear, everything. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الذي رواه الإمام البخاري إنه رجل. First, he is a man, meaning he is a human being who is male. He is not something exotic or an alien or an internet. He is a human being. إنه رجل أحمر, who is of red complexion, جثيم, overweight and heavy, جعد الرأس, extremely curly hair. أعور عن اليمنى, his right eye is extinguished, cannot see with it. كأن عينه عنبة طافية, as if his right eye bulges out like a grape. This is how it looks. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الذي رواه الإمام أحمد وأبو نعيم في الحلية وصححه الألباني, والدجال عينه خضراء, the eye that he can see with is green. He has a green eye. His eye is green colored. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, describing to us the Dajjal fully, لم يبعث نبي إلا وقد أنظر قومه الأعور الكذاب. There is no prophet that was sent by Allah except that he warned his people of the one-eyed liar. إنه ألا إنه أعور. You must know that he is one-eyed. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَيْسَ بِأَعْوَرٍ, and know that your Lord is not one-eyed. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no blemish, has no mistake in him. While the Dajjal, who shall come and say that he is Allah, and shall come and lie and say that he is God, he has a mistake in the way he looks. Bulging out eyes, cannot cure himself. How can he be a God? أَعْوَرُ الْعَيْنَيْنِ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَيْسَ بِأَعْوَرٍ وَإِنَّ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ مَكْتُوبٌ كَافِرٌ, and written upon his forehead is the word disbeliever. And this is something that is truly stamped on him, written on him. It is not something that is going to be imagined. Why? Because the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in another hadith, which is not in Bukhari, which is authentic also, he said, يَقْرَأُهَا, it will be read. يَقْرَأُهَا كُلُّ مُؤْمِنْ كَاتِبْ وَغَيْرِ كَاتِبْ, every believer who truly believes in Allah shall be able to read it, whether he can read or write or not, whether he knows how to read or write or not, because he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Dajjal shall come with great magic and great powers. From them, قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَمَا فِي الصَّحِيحَيْنَ as is مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ, agreed upon, ليس من بلد إلا سيطأها الدجال إلا مكة والمدينة. No country or city except that the Dajjal shall enter it, except two, Mecca and Medina. Meaning he has the ability to move around quickly, entering every city upon the face of the earth. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, to give us hope, as is narrated in Sahih Muslim, لا أنا أعلم بما مع الدجال من الدجال. Verily I, صلى الله عليه وسلم, says, have more knowledge of what the Dajjal possesses in power than he knows about himself. معه نهران يجريان, he shall have two rivers flowing. نهر رأي العين ماء أبيض, one river, when you look at it, it is clear, crystal clear, flowing cold water. والآخر رأي العين نار تتأجج, and the other river, when you look at it, it is as if it is fire boiling, meaning like molten lava. So the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives this advice. فَإِنْ أَدْرَكَلْنَا أَحَدَكُمْ, if any of you is to meet this situation, فَلْيَأْتِ الَّذِي يَرَاهُ نَارٌ, let him come to the river that he sees is fire. وَلْيُغْمِضْ عَيْنَهُ, let him close his eye. وَلْيُطَأْطِئْ رَأْسَهُ, and let him lower his head. وَلْيَشْرَبْ, and let him drink from this water that he thinks is fire. فَإِنَّهُ مَاءٌ بَارِدٌ, for it is truly cold and refreshing water. رواه الإمام مسلم صحيح. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, so that we know that the shayateen shall be given helping the Dajjal, and he shall control them. The devil shall be controlled by this one-eyed deceiver. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, وإن من فتنته, and from this test that he will give to mankind, أن يقول للأعرابي, that he will tell a man or a Bedouin, أرأيت إن دعت لك أباك وأمك أتؤمن بي, if I was to raise your dead father and your dead mother back to life, would you believe in me? And the man will say, نعم. فيتمثل الشيطان بصورة أبيه في صورة أبيه وصورة أمه فيقولن, أي الشيطان يقول, يا بني اتبعه فإنه ربك. The shaytan shall stand in front of the man and come in the form of his father and mother, and they shall tell him, my son, and they are liars, devils, shaytan, my son, follow him, for he is your God. For he is your God. This is the power that the Dajjal possesses, and it is only given to him by Allah. In order to test the resolve and the ability of mankind's belief in Allah, the most powerful and most high. And the Rasul has told us where the Dajjal shall enter the earth from. As is narrated, Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad, wa Tirmidhi, wa Ibn Khuzaymah, wa Al-Hakim, wa Sahaha al-Albani, الدجال يخرج من بلد من أرض بالمشرق يقال لها قرتان. The Dajjal shall enter upon the earth from the east, from a city named Qaratan, which is a city that is known to most of us in Persia, in the Persian region. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, when the Sahaba asked him, this great power that the Dajjal is coming with, how long will he be upon the earth? فقال أربعون يوما, 40 days. So the Sahaba, 40 days. فقال يوم كسنة. The first day he is on the earth, it will be the time of 1 year. Not it will seem like 1 year, it will be the time of 1 year. ويوم كشهر, and the second day shall be the night, the actual night of a month. وَيَوْمٌ كَجُمْعَةٌ, and a day that is as long as a full week. وَسَائِرُ أَيَّامِهِ كَأَيَّامِكُمْ, and the rest of the days he is on the earth is like your days. But look at the concern of the Sahaba. They said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَتَكْفِينَ فِيهِ صَلَاةُ يَوْمٍ. Listen to their question. In this day that is the length of a year, is it enough to pray only 5 times? قال لا, and this is what proves that this day is actually this much in length. قال لا, فقدروا له قدرا. Count for it and calculate it by its hour. Meaning we know between Maghrib and Isha, an hour and a half, an hour and 40 minutes. You wait this time, pray Salatul Isha. Between Isha and Fajr, 7 or 8 or 9 hours, you wait this time and you pray Salat al-Fajr. So this is how the Muslims will be living at this time of the Dajjal. But Allah gives us hope. And this is our third point, which is Nuzul Isa alayhi salam. Isa shall descend at this time to rid the earth of a Dajjal. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Laysa bayni wa bayna ibn Maryam nabi. There is no prophet that is between me and Isa. Wa innahu nazil, and he shall descend upon you. فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ فَعْرِفُوا. The Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم orders you by saying, if you see him, know it is him. How? إِنَّهُ رَجُلٌ مَرْبُوعٌ. عيسى بن مريم, he is a man of medium height. أي ليس بالطويل ولا بالقصير. رجل مربوع. إلى الحمرة والبياض. Who is of a reddish white complexion. يَنْزِلُ بَيْنَ مُمَثَّرَتَيْنِ. He shall descend wearing 2 garments. That are of yellowish color, tinted yellowish color. أي ثوبين مسبوغين. رأسه كأنها تقطر من البلل وإن لم يصدق بلل. His head, it appears like water is falling from it, when in actuality his head has not touched any water. And he shall be descending, as, and this hadith is narrated by Imam Abu Dawood, and it's authenticated by Al-Albani. And in another hadith, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says he will descend upon the earth with one hand on an angel's wing and his other hand on an angel's wing. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, telling you the exact place he will come down upon the earth. ينزل عيسى ابن مريم عند المنارة البيضاء شرقية دمشق. عيسى, the son of Maryam, shall come to the earth and come down in Damascus near the white lighthouse. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this hadith is narrated by al-Tabrani and it's authenticated by al-Albani. وَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, describing to us the situation of the believers, وَإِمَامُهُمْ رَجُلٌ صَالِحٌ. The Amir, Amir al-Mu'mineen at this time will be a pious man. فَبَيْنَمَا قَدْ تَقَدَّمَ لِصَلَاةِ الصُّبْحِ, he shall be coming to pray Salat al-Fajr. And Isa shall descend at this time. إِذْ يَنْزِلُ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمُ, Isa shall descend at the time he is just about to say Allahu Akbar. فَإِذَا رَآهُ فَيَرْجَعْ وَيَنْكُفْ وَيَتَقَطَّرْ, he moves back quickly wanting Isa, a prophet of Allah, a messenger of Allah, to lead the salah. فَيَضَعُ عِيسَى يَدَهُ بَيْنَ كَتِفَيْ, Isa shall push him forward and say, تَقَدَّمْ وَصَلِّ فَإِنَّهَا لَكَ أُقِيمَتْ, no, you lead the prayer with me, for the salah was called for you. And then Isa shall move quickly from Damascus to Jerusalem. فَيَنْصَرِفُ إِلَى بَيْتِ الْمَقْدِسِ وَيَرَى أَنَّ الْمُسْلِمُونَ قَدْ حُصِرُوا قَدْ أُحْصِرُوا. He shall move into Damascus, into Jerusalem, and he shall see that the Muslims are under a state of siege. And when he enters the city, seeing the Muslims under siege, he shall say, it is time, اِفْتَحُ الْبَابِ, open for me the door, let me out once again. فَيَفْتَحُونَ الْبَابِ وَوَرَاءَهُ الْمَسِيحُ الدَّجَّالِ, they open the door and the Masih al-Dajjal is standing there. مَعَهُ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ يَهُودِي, he is accompanied with 70,000 Jews. كُلُّهُمْ ذُو سَيْفٍ, all of them having their swords drawn, meaning ready to do battle. فَإِذَا رَآهُ عَدُوُّ اللَّهِ ذَابَ كَمَا يَذُوبُ النِّدْحِ, but when the cursed man, الدَّجَّال, looks at Isa, he begins to dissolve and melt away and break up as salt dissolved in water. فَيَفِرُّ وَيَهْرَبُ وَيُحَاوِلُ, he tries to run away. فَيُدْرِكَهُ عِنْدَ بَابِ لُبِّنَ الشَّرْقِي, the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم told you the place the Dajjal shall die. Isa shall catch up to him at the door of Lud, the eastern door, and this door is well known in Palestine. It is in the city of Ramallah that we always hear about in the news. Ramallah, this is the place that Isa, فَيَقْتُلُ, shall extinguish and shall remove the fitna of al-Dajjal. And this is where we stop for Jilsatul Istiraha. And when we stand up, we will continue with our fourth and final point quickly, which is al-Hayatu ma'al Masih. How will the life be accompanying Isa alayhi salam? أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. الحياة مع عيسى عليه السلام. How shall life be while Isa is living upon the earth? It is to be known that also from the hour, the sign, the last 10 signs of the Day of Judgment, is the exodus of Ya'juj wa Ma'juj wa hum min kulli hadabin yanfilun. But because of time restrictions, we cannot discuss with you their story and how Isa shall defend the believers. But inshallah, I refer you to Surah Al-Kahf, the last two pages. And I refer you to Surah Al-Anbiya, the last two pages also, in order that you may read and understand who Ya'juj and Ma'juj, God and Magog, are. And they shall wreak havoc upon the earth, and Allah shall order Isa and the Muslims to remove themselves from the area. And then Isa ibn Maryam shall make dua to Allah to cure the earth and to rid the earth of Ya'juj wa Ma'juj. And Allah shall accept the dua of Isa by sending a bud upon this creation of Allah that will extinguish all their lives. And then the Muslims shall come back upon the face of the earth and they shall live in prosperity. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described this prosperity by saying, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَيُوشِكَنَّ أَنْ يَنْزِلَ فِيكُمْ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ حَكَمًا عَدْلًا. By he who holds my soul in his hand, meaning Allah, truly soon the descent of Isa shall be brought upon you. He shall live amongst you, ruling with wisdom and justice. أي القرآن والسنة. Because Isa shall not come as a prophet. He shall come as a person who is following the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For there is no religion and there is no deen after al-Islam. For what Muhammad has come with, it is the same as what Isa had come with. And he shall rule with the Muslims with an Islam. فَيَكْسِرُ الصَّلِيبِ. He shall break the cross. Because it is a sign of idolatry and disbelief in Allah. وَيَقْتُلُ الْخِنْزِيرِ. And extinguish the life of the swine and the pig. وَلَا يَقْبَلُ الْجِزْيَ. And he will not accept the tax that Muslims place upon the Jews and the Christians when they live in our land. He will not accept from them this tax. He will only accept from them Islam. وَيَفِيضَ الْمَالِ. And money and wealth shall be in great amounts. حَتَّى لَا يَقْبَلُهُ أَحَدٌ. Until no one will accept from you giving him money. You come to someone and say, here, he will not take it. I do not need it. حَتَّى تَكُونَ السَّجْدَةُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. Until for them to prostrate life to Allah, is better than having the earth and whatever is in it. And the hadith is narrated by Imam al-Bukhari. يَشْرَحُ الْحَدِيثَ الْإِمَامُ ابْنَ حَجْرِ by saying in Fathul Bari, this sajda is more beloved to them because they see that Isa has come. The Dajjal has been extinguished. Ya'juj wa Ma'juj has left. The hour is soon. So everyone wants to do more in order to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the good deeds. وَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ طُوبَى لِعَيْشِ بَعْدَ الْمَسِيحِ. How blessed will be the life along with Isa alayhi salam. يُؤْذَنُ لِلسَّمَاءِ بِالْقَطْرِ. The sky will be ordered to descend its rain and to rain plentifully. وَيُؤْذَنُ لِلْأَرْضِ بِالنَّبَاتِ. And the earth will be ordered by Allah to give vegetation. حَتَّى إِذَا وَضَعْتَ حَدَّكَ عَلَى الصَّفَا لَنَبَتْ. Until that it is at the situation where if you put your seed upon rock, it will be vast vegetation. It will be vast vegetation upon the rock. وَحَتَّى يَمُرَّ الرَّجُلُ عَلَى الْأَسَدْ فَلَا يَضُرُّهُ. And until the man shall come near the lion or a wild animal, and the animal will not run after him, will not try to eat him, will not chase him away. Because there will be peace and tranquility among mankind. And this hadith is narrated by Imam al-Daylami, wa Ziyaa al-Din wa Sahaha al-Albani. And the final hadith I leave you with, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ينفث عيسى 40 عاما. Isa shall live upon the earth for 40 years. ثم يتوفى. And then he shall pass away. He shall taste the death that Allah has written for him. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيًّا. Isa made dua for himself when he was a baby, saying, peace be given to me when I was born, and let peace be given to me when I pass away, and let peace be given to me when I am resurrected. And listen to the hadith, the continuation of the hadith. وَيُثُمَّ يُصَلِّي عَلَيْهِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And then the Muslims shall send peace and blessings upon him after his death. His dua was answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Blessed was his entrance into the dunya, and blessed was his exit from it, and inshaAllah blessed shall be his resurrection yawm al-qiyamah. And this is where we conclude our four-part series with you in regards to the importance of Isa alayhi salam. And we conclude always by saying, whatever that was said of any good and benefit, then it is from Allah alone. And whatever that was said of a mistake, then it is from me and from the shaytan. وَاللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ مِنْهُ بَرَاءٌ. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to make me remind you of something that I forget myself. اللهم إننا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد
ونعيما لا ينفد وقرة عين لا تنقطع ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في جنات النعيم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.